Welcome to the Chakra Sister Meditation for Your Third Eye. My name is Megan. This is November 3rd, 2021. Thank you for taking time to listen to your third eye chakra, your knowing place, where our imaginations can nurture our spirits and where we can truly be limitless. Take a moment, find a comfortable seat, and as you settle into stillness, know you do not have to be still. If the desire to adjust your body arises, please do so. And as we settle in, notice what comes up. Sensations physically, emotionally, and spiritually may arise. Just notice these sensations. As you practice, you will begin to notice them more and more. This is the practice of mindfulness, one of the healthiest and most priceless gifts that only you can give yourself. Before we start, have full confidence that the intensity of your thoughts and sensations will rise and fall as surely as the sun. Trust that you will receive exactly what you need today. Let's begin. You may allow your eyes to close fully or partially, or maybe you'd prefer to gaze at a candle flame. This is a meditation for undoing, not doing. Feeling for the parts of your body that are touching the floor or chair beneath you, allow yourself to melt deeper into those parts of your body. Now bring awareness to the parts of your body that are not touching the floor, and allow those parts of your body to feel light and airy, as if they are floating on top of the pool of your body, like lily pads. Notice the temperature of your skin. Feel for the air as it moves along your skin. What can you hear? Notice the sounds around you, moving from most obvious to more subtle, seeing how many you can find. Maybe you can notice the energy of your thoughts. When I have a thought I'd like to set aside or take a break from, I put it in a box. I find the prettiest box I can imagine and I place those thoughts inside. Then I gently tie up the box with a long silky ribbon, knowing with one pull I can easily open it back up anytime. But for now, I climb a tall wooden ladder leaning against a high bookshelf. And I take it to the tippy top shelf and slide my beautifully wrapped box just out of sight. It will be there when I'm ready. Your third eye chakra, or Ajna, is located beneath the forehead, between your eyebrows. To bring more internal awareness to your third eye, look up at it, keeping the eyes closed if they are, and just notice the way it feels. Now let your eyes come to neutral. And keeping the eyes closed, notice what you see. Can you feel for what's beneath the surface of your forehead? Can you imagine a warm light coming from that space? Maybe the light is subtle at first. See if you can grow it. Make it pulse. Make it bright, more luminous. Maybe it has a color. Make it beautiful. Let any tension around your third eye release and melt away. Now bring awareness to the space between your eyes and your eyelids. See if you can make that space bigger. Give your jaw a little wiggle. Roll your tongue around your mouth. Notice if there's any taste. And then settle your tongue to the base of the mouth and put a small space between your teeth. Let the lips touch barely, and just begin to notice your breath, your life source. Does it have a rhythm, a pace, a texture, a color? Breathing in and out of your nose, notice the air as it passes through your nostrils. Cool upon entering and noticeably warmer on the exit. Lengthen your next inhale and open your mouth to release a long exhale with some sound. Let the breath return to neutral, release control. Nothing to change, everything to notice. What does your breath feel like today? Take a journey with your breath, travel with it deeper inside of your body, and allow the breath to open up spaces within you. Allow the breath to enter into your entire body, drawing it all the way down into the fingers, into the toes, and releasing it back all out. Take another long breath in and a longer breath out. Wherever the hands are, take your left palm, place it on your body. Maybe it's your thigh, your heart, your belly button, doesn't matter. And turn your right palm up to the sky, resting the back of your right hand wherever it's comfortable. One hand connects you to you, and the other connects you to what's outside of you. Feel for the center of your open palm, and imagine the tiniest, most delicate, little winged butterfly resting there. Imagine her beautiful colors. She's magical, and she's only here for you. She wants all good things for you. And as she begins to gently open and close her wings, she takes flight. She flutters around your body almost silently. But if you listen closely, you can hear her little wings whisper through the air. She whispers your highest purpose for today. Listen gently. If she hasn't whispered it yet, maybe silently ask her, "What is my greatest purpose today?" Inhaling, bring your hands to prayer and press both thumbs into your third eye. Exhale and trust that you will receive exactly what you need to fulfill your highest purpose today. Namaste.